We're learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top. The Gemara just said that anyone is koifer b'avodah zarah, nikra Yehudi. Like the Pasuk says, Isin Gevrayin Yehudayin. So someone who rejects avodah zarah is called Yehudi, and therefore we're going to bring the next drasha, which has shaychas to that idea. Rav Shimon ben Pazi, have a Pasuk Lira Yamim, before he learned, when he started Lira Yamim, before he said a drasha Lira Yamim, he stayed like this, Amma Hachi. A lot of things, the names, all one person. Just call a bunch of different names. We know how to darshan it. The Pasuk says in Divrei Hayom, which is referring to Basia, it's in Parashat Shemais, Basia, who was Yolda to Yered, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, and was Eshes Mared. The husband was Mared. And the Gemara was a darshan all about this. It says in the Pasuk, Ishtoi, Hayehudia, Yolda is Yered, Avigadar, Baschaver, Avishaicha, Vesikusil, Avizanoyach, Ve'elibne Bisya, Basparish, Lokach Merah. That's the Lashon HaPasuk. So the Gemara says, Amai Karla Yehudia, why is Basya Basparish called Yehudia? And the reason is, Al Shum Shukafra Vadizara, because she rejected her father's Vadizara, therefore we call her Yehudia. Like we said, we call a person Yehudi who rejects Vadizara. How do we know Basya rejected her father's Avodah Zarah? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, with Herod Baspari Lurchas Al Yar, Baspari went to wash herself, bathe herself Al Yar, and we darshan from that Pasuk, Rabbi Yechanan, she yorda Lurchas Megule Beisavia, that she went to wash herself from the Glule Beisavia. She went to be Megaya herself. She went to be Megaya herself. And the Dik probably is, because it says, the Dirchas. Herod bas pare lurchitz al yar. Say with Herod bas pare liyar lurchitz. What lurchitz al yar? From that Rosh we learn that she went to wash herself from the avodah zarah of her father. So therefore, it's called she's called Yehudia. Then it says Yalda. It says she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Is she the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu? Barabui Rabisei. All she did was bring him home and bring him up. So that teaches us loy malach shkama gadol yosin v'yaseima v'sech beise. Anyone who brings up a yasim v'yasim in their house and gives them food and takes care of them, gives them housing, everything, then my lalo kasa ki'ilu yaldu. It's ki'ilu you gave birth to that person. Really, that's what you see from here. Huh? It wasn't really yasim v'yasim, but you see from here, whoever brings up the kid, child, is called the mother. And it has certain dinim, it has certain halachas. Yeah, right.
By
Bila
also.
By Bila also, that she was called the mother in the dream. Yes, yes. Yared zeh Maisha. Yared is Maisha. Why is it called Yared? Lama go yikshma Yared. She yared lahem li Yisrael mon b'yomav. Because the mon fell in his days, in Maisha Rabbeinu's days. Gedar. Why is it called Gedar? We're saying in the Pasuk says, Ishtoi hayudia yolda is Yared avi Gedar ves chaver avi seichai. All these words with Arshin, all to mean Maisha. So Yared means Yared mon. Gedar means shegedar pritzaseim shal Yisrael. He closed the breaches of Klal Yisrael with a fence. And that is Adei HaTorah. Adei HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah, and that teaches us how to live, and that closes up the breaches. Chaver shechiber es Yisrael avim shevashmayim. He was mechava us Klal Yisrael to avim shevashmayim through the Torah. Soichai shenaslam Yisrael kesukah. He is to Klal Yisrael like a sukkah, a protector, because he davens for Klal Yisrael. You can see shekivu Yisrael lekel biyamav. He brought hope, and he davened to Hashem for Klal Yisrael in his days. So Nuach, which means also throwing off, he threw away the avarice of Klal Yisrael. And it says in the Pasuk the word Aviv three times, Avi, Avi, Avid. It's just Av b'Torah. First of all, he was our father in Torah. Av b'Chachma, he was our father in knowledge in Chachma. Av b'Nevias, he was our father in Nevias. He was the greatest in these things in his days. And the Pasuk ends off, Ve'eleb ne'bisya shalokach mered. And we know that's Kalev. Break the Gemara with Chemeret Shmoy, but like Kalev Shmoy. That's Kalev. Why is it calling him Mered? So the Gemara answers, Amakar's Baruch Hu, Yove Kalev Shemored Batsas Meraglim. Let Kalev come, who he rejected, he rebelled in the Eitz of Meraglim, but he says Bas Pare. And she should marry Bas Pare Shemorda Beglule Besavia, who rebelled in the Avodah Zarah of a father. And that's why both of them got a name change. Kalev got a name change to Mered, and but Basya got her name changed to Yehudia because she was married in the Glui Beis Aviyah. Now we're going back to the Megillah after we darshan the word Ish Yehudi. We go back.
What? Kalev married Basya.
Yeah, married Basya. That's what it says. Yeah, Kalev married Basya. So it says Vaita in the Megillah. Go back to darshan the Megillah. It says Ish Yehudi Hoya Ish Yehudi Hoya Ish Yehudi, and it says Ashahaglam Rishla Ish Yehudi Bishna Birosh Mamar Chaviyah Kishma Ishmini, and the next pasuk says Ashahaglam Yerushalayim Ima Goyla Ashahaglasa Im Yechonya Melech Yehuda Ashahaglam Vukhanetsa Melech Babel. We know that Yechonya's Golas was 11 years before Churban Abayis. First was Golas Yechonya. 11 years later was Golas Tzidkiyo. So we darshin Ashahaglam Yerushalayim. It seems like he went himself. He wasn't forced to go into this galus. Taisa says the drasha doesn't say hugla, and some say it says im hagayla. That's the lashon master. What wins? He went himself. Omer Rava shegalam atzma. He went himself to galus, and he wasn't forced to go. Now, why did he go? So the riff on the Ein Yaakov, the riaf on the Ein Yaakov says the pshat is like this: that when the first wave of Yidden went to Galus, to Babel, that's when all the Chachmei Chacham went. Tacheres v'Hamasker, they went that time. And Mordechai wanted to go with the Chachmei Chacham, like it says in Mishnah and Avos, have a Goyle L'makim Torah. Therefore, he dafka went, Golem Atzma, he went dafka at that time. It says, Vayta in the Pasuk, but he Imen es Hadassah. He brought up Hadassah. Hadassah is Esther. Karli Hadassah, but Karli Esther. Sometimes we call her Hadassah, sometimes we call her Esther. What's the pshat? Tanya, Remei Yoimer, Esther Shema. Her name really was Esther. But Loma Nikra Shema Hadassah. Shema Hadassah. Why do we call her Hadassah? Al Shema Tzadikim Shenikru Hadassah. Because Tzadikim are called myrtles, called Hadassim. V'cheinu Yoimer, it says in the Pasuk about the Shechina, V'Oimed Ben Hadassim. The Shechina is found Ben Hadassah between the Tzadikim. You see, Hadassah is Lashon of Tzadikim. Hadassah Shema, really name is Hadassah, Esther, Al-Shem Shem Esther is the Rev, because she kept her words hidden, because Mordechai told her when she was taken to be brought to Achashverosh, don't tell anyone where you come from, and this way, maybe he'll throw you out because you don't have royal lineage. And she kept a good secret, and therefore she was called Esther, because she didn't tell anyone where she was from. Shenama ain't Esther Magedas is Amma. She didn't tell anyone where she's from. Ramechem Yahima Hadassah Shema. Her name was really Hadassah. I'm talking about Esther. I didn't know why she's called Esther. Shahayo umasam karin oisa Hashem Estar. They used to call her Estar, could mean the Sierra, the moon. And they used to call her, she's Yafa Kilavana. She is beautiful like the Levana. And that's why her name was Esther. Another pshat. And Azayama Esther was her name, Esther Shema. But she was loya arucha, loya katsara haisa. She wasn't too tall and too short. She's a perfect height, elabainis, kadasa. Just like a myrtle bush is not a tree, and it's not a bush. It's a little higher than that. Therefore, it's a perfect height, and that's what they said about Esther. She's Hadassa. Shuman karchaima Esther yarakrika haisa. She was green, and that's what they called her Hadassa. But still, the chutzal chesed mashakala. She still had a major chain, and everyone loved her. Because she has a special chain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She doesn't come from natural beauty. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chut Shel Chesed is. That's what Chut Shel Chesed is. If Hashem wants that, that will happen even if her face is green. It says in the Pasuk that Mordechai took her into the house. Ke'en lo yavaim. It says, V'hi oimen es Hadassah, hi Esther bas doide. Ke'en lo yavaim, v'anari yifas toyev, v'tavis maro, v'mois ovia v'ima, locha mordechai lo yavaim. So it says twice in the Pasuk, doesn't have a father or mother. Why do you ever say this twice? Ke'en lo yavaim, v'mois ovia v'ima, lamali, why did the Pasuk? Amar v'acha, Ibrasa, she was conceived, me savia. Her father died. She never even got close to seeing her father. Yaldasa, when she was born from her mother, may seem her mother died. So she, the double loss teaches us she never had a mother or father at any time in her lifetime. Mordechai took her as a bas. What does a bas mean? I'll take her labas or labais. It's read labais, which means a wife. Mordechai was married to Esther. It says in the Pasuk by Nasan Hanavi's Musar, that he gave to David HaMelech for taking away Bathsheba from Uriah Achiti, he gave him a mashal about a poor person that all he had was a little sheep, and he gave the sheep everything that it needs, and then you took it away from the poor person. Same thing here, you took away Bathsheba from Uriah Achiti. And Lashon HaPasuk goes like this, well, Rosh and Koil, the poor person has nothing, Kim Kaf Sa'achas Ketana, one small sheep, Ashekhana, that he bought, V'yichiv together, Imai, V'imbanav, Yachdav, they eat together, M'pita Teich, eats from his bread, M'kaisa Tishtei, drinks from his cup, V'cheker Tishkav, and he sleeps in his lap, V'atila Kabas. So the Gemara says, V'cheker Tishkav, Tavla Kabas, Ela, we know what Bas means, Ela Labayis, it means a wife, Hachinami Labayis. Here also when it says that Mardchai, that Esther was to Mardchai, Labas, it means a wife. So it says that Esther was taken to the palace, and she was given special treatment. And it says in the Pasuk, Beth Sheva HaNairis, she had seven attendants. Amar Rava, She used these seven attendants to count when Shabbos was. One Nairo attendant was a Sunday, another was a Monday one, another one was a Shabbos one. She knew exactly which was Shabbos. The only question is, she couldn't figure out when Shabbos was? Everyone knows what Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. She needs the Nairos to figure out the Sunday. She's a very smart lady, Esther. She's not that dumb. So what's Pshat? So there's two Pshat to my saw. The Yaris Vash Pshat and then Yalda Pshat. The Yalda Pshat is more simple. He says that she was inside the palace, deep inside. She had no idea if it was light or dark. And she didn't know when Ben HaShemashos was, when the Shabbos came. So she said, I want my seven attendants. I want them to come right before Shkia every day. And therefore, when the seventh one came before Shkia, she knew that this was a Shabbos ready to start. Stop doing Malacha. That's one Pshat. The Yaris Vash is a different Pshat. The Yaris Vash says, even when she was in the palace, she was very careful not to do any malacha, not to work on Shabbos. But the rest of the week, she didn't want to do nothing. Why not? Because Batolomev Deshimim. So therefore, the whole week she worked, and Shabbos didn't work. And if they're going to chap that she doesn't work on Shabbos, they're going to chap she didn't eat. Therefore, she had seven different Nairos. So the Nairos of the week, the Nairos thought she worked every day. The one on Shabbos thought she never worked. And therefore, she had seven Nairos. That's the two pshatim in the seven Nairos. Then it says, Vayit in the Pasuk, Vayishaneha ves Nairos Seho. The Pasuk says that she got something was changed for her. So what's Vayishaneha? Omar Rav, Shechila Michael Yehuda. He gave her special kosher food. V'shmul Omar, Shechila Kadila de Chazeri. That they gave her special food. Fat Chazerim, they gave her special food. So Rashi learns that Shetaka ate it. Umetoich Onso Loi Nensha. But of course, she had to eat it, she wouldn't get an Oinish. Taisa says, V'chas V'shalom, Hiloi Yezachel. She didn't eat it. But like upon, she got something special. Rabbi Yechon Omar Zaroinim. It's like poppy seeds. Mechenu Oimer, Vayemelt and Oisez Pas Begam, and Oslam Zaroinim. You see from that pasuk that for people who want to keep kosher, if they eat Zaroinim, it's very good for them because the end of that pasuk says, Ulamixas Yama Asar Nira Mareim Toiva Bria Basa. That after eating Zaroinim, they looked good and it was very good, it's very healthy. If you had to eat kosher food, you could subsist on these Zaroinim. So it says in the pasuk, Shisha Chadosh B'Shem Amar, the Shmir of 6 month B'Shem Amar, my Shem Amar, Rav Chia Ba'ab Amar, Satachas, which is Satacht, maybe you read it, which is a certain type of Shemen. The says in the Masoret Shas, it's Shemen Mavusim, a good smelling Shemen. Some say it's a Farsamain Shemen, Rav Huna, which is a Balsam, Rav Huna Amar Shemen Zay Shalev Shlish. You know what it was? It was oil that did not grow a Shlish yet. Tanya Rebuda Eimer, it says in by Menachos, and pikinoin, shemen zayish loy hevi shlish. This type of oil is oil that the olives did not grow a third yet. But lama sachano, he said, why is it good for smearing? Shemeshir esaseyar, it takes off the hair, umma'adna zabasa, and it makes the skin look fresh. So that's what type of oil she used. It says in the pasuk that be'erevi ba'a uvavayki yeshava, that the women who Achashverosh brought in is to come in the evening and go back in the morning. So Amrav Yechon, Gnus is Oyser Rasha, from the Gnus of Oyser Rasha, how he was a boil every single Naira without him being married, which is a terrible Gnus. And Lamanu Shvachay. Lamai says, there's a stick of Shvachay, a stick of silver lining, you can look about that. Shlohei Mashamish Vitas Vayayim. Lamai says, it wasn't Mashamish Vayayim, which is not considered so proper. And Lamai says, even Achashverosh kept this at least. He wasn't Mashamish Vitas Vayayim. Says Vaita, that he Esther Nesas Chain. Esther was noisy chen. She found favor in everyone's eyes. Amar v'lozim lavet shalchol echa v'echa nidvasim v'losa. Every umma said, every nation said, this is from me. She's from us. Then it says, v'atelokach Esther al hamelech Achashverosh. When was Esther's turn? El beis v'achusa v'chodesh ha'asiri hu chodesh tevis. In the chodesh tevis, that is when she was taken to the palace. This is the yerach shenena guf melaguf. It's the month which is freezing cold, and the guf is nena from the warmth. And Rashi says that Hashem set it up this way in order that she should be mechab al baila. She should, that Achashverosh should like her. It says in the pasuk Taka, "Vayava Melech es Esther mekala nashim v'tisachin v'chesed l'fanim mekala basulos." The Melech Achashverosh loved Esther the best, more than Hashem. Omer Rav, "Bikis litim tam basulo tam." If he wanted to taste the tam of a basula with her, he tasted that tam beula tam. She had all the milas. But Yas HaMelech, so after he decided he's going to marry her, Yas HaMelech, Mishta Gadol. And the Gemara is going to say he made this Mishta Gadol in order that she should feel pressure to say where she comes from. He told her, I'm doing this for you. Oh, Mishta, he made a big party just for her. Like Galilei, she didn't say anything. Dolly Karga, he was Michael of Texas. He's part of the taxes. Like all, yeah, still. He said, "I'm doing this for you. I'm cutting out the taxes," and she still didn't say anything. Sharda partishini. They sent presents to all the ministers bishma Rashi says in her name. Still below Galilee. So then it says afterwards, the kovets pesul shemus. They gathered the pesul a second time. What's pshat and thing? Also shakla itzem Mordechai, because Achshverosh asked Mordechai, "How could I get her to tell her where she's from?" So Mordechai said, "You know what you do? Get all the, you know, try again, do the contest again, and she'll get jealous, and she'll have to say, Ama, inyesh meskana el b'yara charvata. Aisha is jealous from her friend, and her friend's going to get become the queen. She's going to be jealous. But for l'hochi, like Galilee, and still she didn't say anything. Nechsev, ein, ester, megedes, meladata. So she still didn't say anything, and it didn't help to bring the second ones, and still she became the queen of Achashverosh.